The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off with some public service information this morning, or today, whichever time of day it is for you. The 2021 hurricane season is here and remains with us until November 30th. For the seventh year in a row, hurricane season started early with the formation of subtropical Ana on May 21st. The storm did not have much of an impact on the U.S., but did increase the rip current risk along the North Carolina coast for that weekend. NOAA Climate Prediction Center has predicted another above-normal Atlantic hurricane season. Forecasters predict a 60% chance of an above-normal season, a 30% chance of a near-normal season, and just a 10% chance of a below-normal season. Just in case you haven't heard yet, here are a few of the names for the early storms. Ana, of course, which of course has been here and gone already. Bill, Claudette, Danny, Elsa, Fred, Grace, Henri, or Henry, Ida, Julian, Kate, Lindy, Mindy, and Nicholas. The season will wrap up, if it gets that far, with Wanda. All right, you might have heard about the teenager in California who took on a bear and won. Haley Marinko didn't hesitate when she saw a large bear facing off with her family dogs from the top of a backyard wall. The 17-year-old ran outside and shoved the bear away, then rounded up the dogs and hustled back into her house. The teen says she escaped with only a sprained finger and a scraped knee, but wouldn't advise anyone to follow her example. A herd of 15 wild elephants that walked 300 miles from a nature reserve and were approaching a major Chinese city as authorities rushed to try to keep them out of populated areas. Wildlife authorities say they don't know why the herd left a nature reserve, a region known for tea cultivation. The group was 16 animals, but the government says two returned home anyway, and a baby was born during the walk. Guest hosting continues for the very popular TV game show Jeopardy! One of the latest, Big Bang Theory's Mayim Bialik. Celebrity guest hosts have filled in since the death of longtime host Alex Trebek, who died in November 2020 of pancreatic cancer. Bialik is only the second female guest host, following a stint by Katie Couric earlier this year. The actress and neuroscientist called the opportunity an immense honor for an academic like herself. Dinosaur World is opening at Sweet Valley Ranch outside of Fayetteville. The park takes up over 300 acres. You can walk the dinosaur trail, where you'll bump into dinosaurs from all three prehistoric periods. The park's owners, Fred and Anita Surgeon, say Sweet Valley is a place where nature meets adventure. The dinosaurs are fully automated and move when visitors set off motion sensors near them. There are 30 fully animated dinosaurs along the quarter-mile trail, and the attraction can be visited day or night. The park is open through August 8th. For more information, check out the website, sweetvalleyranchnc.com. The popular brick Universe Lego Convention is coming back after being shut down last year because of the pandemic. Tickets are already on sale for the Raleigh event set for September 25 and 26 at the Raleigh Convention Center. Brick Universe started in Raleigh 7 years ago with the event featuring live Lego builds, a building zone with thousands of Lego bricks for attendees to build with, a gallery of life-size Lego models, and more. In a normal year, Brick Universe sells out. This year, organizers are limiting the event's capacity, so there's a pretty good chance tickets will sell out even more quickly. Tickets are $15 each. For more details, check out their website, brickuniverse.com/Raleigh. North Hills Coastal Credit Union Music Park is up next. The Best of North Hills, a comeback tour, is going to be held 5 to 9 o'clock. The following are on Thursdays. Again, this is at North Hills Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park. June 10th, Too Much Sylvia. June 17th, Chairman of the Board. June 24th, The Catalinas. July 1st, North Tower. July 8th, Liquid Pleasure. July 15th, Band of Oz. And July 22nd, The Embers, featuring Craig Woolard. All those are on Thursday evenings. The following concerts are on Friday evenings. Once again, 5 until 9. August 13th, Beggar's Banquet. August 20th, Van Morrison Tribute by The Shakedown. August 27th, it's Shay Appalachi. September 3rd, Elton Live, The Ultimate Tribute. September 10th, Prince Tribute by The Shakedown. September 17th, The Breakfast Club. September 24th, Gabriel Bello's Stevie Wonder Experience. October 1st, Zoso. And October 8th, The 20 Ride. Once again, this is at the North Hills Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park. All right, here's the lineup for Carolina Theater. Of course, it's on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. By the way, you can call them for more information about their lineup, 919-560-3030. Monday, September 13th, Dawes with special guest Aaron Ray. Tuesday, September 14th, Alan Parsons Live Project Tour 2021. Wednesday, September 22nd, it is Gregory Porter. Thursday, September 23rd, an evening with Amy Grant. Saturday, September 25th, it's Theo Vaughn, an American stand-up comedian, podcaster, television personality, and actor. Tuesday, September 28th, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers. Friday, October 15th, Nikki Glaser, One Night with Nikki Glaser Tour. Thursday, October 21st, The Mavericks. Saturday, November 20th, Jax Films presents Yesterday I Ask You Live, Live. Saturday, December 4th, The Fab Four. Sunday, December 5th, Chris Botti. And we're going to check the lineup at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. They've, of course, scheduled several streaming events. Details about upcoming events available by calling Duke Energy Center at 919-996-8700. Thursday, June 10th, it's Fireside Collective with Graham Sharp. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, June 11th, an R-rated magic show at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, June 17th, Amethyst Kia with Alexa Rose, and this is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, June 18 and 19, it's Cirque de la Symphony. And this is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event, 8 o'clock Friday and 3 p.m. on Saturday. Saturday, June 26, Performance Edge 2021 Summer Showcase. This is an add to the schedule. See 40 of the Triangle's most talented young vocalists. Hear the hottest show band in the state. And feel the excitement of your favorite Broadway show tunes and pop songs performed with energy and precision you've forgotten was possible. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Wednesday, July 7th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Friday, July 9th, Molly Tuttle, and this her concert is at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, July 11th, Beatles versus Elvis, and this is a new add to the schedule as well. Who was the real king of rock and roll? Two of the greatest musical acts of all time face off in a high-octane, adrenaline-pumping musical showdown in observance of the anniversary of Elvis's passing. The Fab Four, represented by tribute band Abbey Road and premier Elvis tribute Scott Bruce, will engage in a barrage of hits against one another, and this is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday through Sunday, July 23rd through the 25th, it's Clue, the high school edition, put on by Carolina Youth Theater, based on the iconic 1985 Paramount movie, which was inspired by the classic Hasbro board game. And this is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, July 27th through August 1st, Songs for a New World, North Carolina Theater event at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, August 6th, Who's Live Anyway, May Mandy Concert Hall. Sunday, September 12th, Boney James at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 2nd, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 2nd, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, October 12th through the 17th, it's 9 to 5, North Carolina theater event based on the hilarious hit film 9 to 5 is an outrageous Rolodex era revenge story of friendship and female empowerment. And this is in Memorial Auditorium. Friday, October 22nd, Gilberto Santa Rosa Memorial Auditorium. Friday, November 5th through Sunday, November 14th, Lady Day at Emerson's Barn Grill, a North Carolina theater event. Saturday, November 6th, Ben Folds, and include a sneak peek of next year, Tuesday through Sunday, February 8th through the 13th, it is Sister Act. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available at 919-680-2787 at the Ticket Center on Vivian Street or contact Ticketmaster. Monday, August 2nd, Squeeze, the Squeeze Songbook Tour. Saturday, August 7th, Get the Lead Out. Wednesday, August 11th, it sticks. Saturday, August 21st, Brit Floyd Echoes. This is labeled as one of the world's greatest Pink Floyd shows. Tuesday through Sunday, October 5th through the 10th, The Band's Visit. Sunday, October 17th, America, the 50th anniversary tour. Tuesday through Sunday, October 19th through the 24th, Broadway's Tootsie. Friday, October 29th, arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Wednesday, November 3rd, Camp, the band. Thursday, November 4th, Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2021. Saturday, November 6th, it's Straight No Chaser, back in the High Life Tour 2021. Tuesday, November 9th through Sunday, November 14th, Escape to Margaritaville. It's filled with Jimmy Buffett classics. Thursday, November 18th, A Conversation with Stacey Abrams. Friday and Saturday, November 19 and 20, Watch House, formerly Mandolin Orange. Friday and Saturday, November 27 and 28, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Tuesday, December 7th through Sunday, December 12th, Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. And then closing out the year, Tuesday through Sunday, December 28th through January 2nd, A Christmas Story, The Musical. All right, how about PNC Arena? Tickets can be purchased at the arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. All right, coming up Wednesday, August 18th. We'll do that again. Wednesday, August 18th, it's Michael Bublé. In the U.S. alone, Bublé has already performed for over 500,000 fans, and the demand to see him in concert is bigger than ever. Saturday, August 28th, returning to PNC Arena, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Friday and Saturday, September 10th and 11th, Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get Tour. Sunday, September 26th, The Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. Wednesday, September 29th, and this is a new addition to the arena schedule, Guns N' Roses. And then Tuesday, October 12th, Harry Styles, Love on Tour. Okay, let's check out some comedy. Starting off with Goodnight's Comedy Club, Thursday through Sunday, June 10th through the 13th, Bruce. The mighty Bruce is an unstoppable comedic force and one of America's favorite joke tellers. Rising up through Atlanta's competitive stand-up scene, Bruce has been winning over audiences with his steady, sharp-witted style and larger-than-life personality. Friday and Saturday, June 18 and 19, it's Michael Blackson, a.k.a. the African King of Comedy. He's more than just an American comedy favorite. He's a global stand-up phenomenon. Born in Ghana, Blackson cut his teeth in Philadelphia's comedy scene before landing a scene-stealing breakout role in Ice Cube's hit film Next Friday. Wednesday, June 23rd at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Mark Brady. He's a Raleigh native and former winner of North Carolina's Funniest Person Contest. Friday through Sunday, June 25th through the 27th, Sam Morrill. Sam is a fast-rising stand-up comic and one of the best joke writers. He's a regular on Comedy Central's This Week at the Comedy Cellar. Thursday through Saturday, July 1st through the 3rd, Darren Brand, affectionately known as Big Daddy. Darren is a decorated comedian, actor, and all-around entertainer with roots deep in the Carolinas. And special note, all shows are 18+. And at Raleigh Improv, this is on Parkside Main Street in Cary, Friday through Sunday, June 11th through the 13th, Red Grant. Chances are you have witnessed his outlandish comedy routine on BET's Comic View. Or maybe if you're lucky, you'll catch him performing at an area comedy club as well. His perplexed laughter mesmerizes audiences everywhere. Thursday, June 17th, Mike Marino, affectionately known to millions of his fans worldwide as New Jersey's Bad Boy. Mike, one of the most loved comedians of our time. Friday through Sunday, Ian Bagg. This is in late June. Ian's the only known comic to have worked for famed director-producer Judd Apatow and not become a multi-billionaire. Life has been amazing for Bagg, being on such diverse platforms as the History Channel, the Food Network, the Biography Channel, and Ian went to school to be an explosives engineer. That's different. Thursday through Saturday, June 24 through the 26th, Craig Shoemaker. What comedian do you know that has two Emmys, appeared on Broadway, and was voted Best Male Stand-Up at the American Comedy Awards? That's right, it's the Love Master, Craig Shoemaker. Thursday through Saturday, July 1st through the 3rd, Southern Mama and Em Comedy Show. Darren Knight, a.k.a. Southern Mama from Munford, Alabama, is the fastest rising comedian in American history. And again, all shows at Raleigh Improv are 18 plus and less noted. All right, checking a couple of the clubs in Raleigh. We'll start off with the Ritz, Saturday, June 5th, Steve Saoki. Saturday, July 10th, Little Duval at 7. Most shows at the Ritz start at 8, unless noted. Wednesday, July 21st, Chrisette Michelle, 8:30. Friday, July 23rd, Club Worldwide Summer Bash featuring DJ Young at 11. Friday, September 3rd, Zoe. Friday, September 17th, Dashboard Confessional, the Unplugged Tour. Concert starts at 7:30. Tuesday, September 21st, Leveler, 10th Anniversary Tour, starts at 7. Saturday, September 25th, Band of Horses. Again, that's Saturday, September 25th, Band of Horses. That's the schedule at the Ritz. Now at the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blum Street, concerts, they say, are subject to change depending on what's going on. All right, Thursday, June 10th, Shrub B with the Moon Unit at 8. Friday, June 11th, Better Off Dead, Tribute to Grateful Dead at 8:30. Saturday, June 12th, Charlie Lowry. Sunday, June 13th, Bad Cameo with Wake Moody. That starts at 7:30. Thursday, June 17th, Tropodelic at 8. And then Friday, June 18th, Solar Bear at 9. Saturday, June 19th, Pie Face Girls and Vacant Company at 9. Wednesday, June 23rd, Kevin Powers with Ducey Gold, Pyrex Price, and Jonah Rain, all ages concert, starts at 7:30. Thursday, June 24th, Mike Dillon and Punkadelic featuring Nikki Glaspie and Brian Haas, that starts at 9. Friday, June 25th, Shame Gang album release, starts at 9 o'clock. Saturday, June 26th, Beggar's Banquet, Rolling Stones tribute with Vinyl Rock tribute, and the concert starts at 8. And Sunday, June 27th, it is Matt Heckler with Jeff Loops And that show starts at 7:30. All right, at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, Friday, June 11th, Pinkest Floyd, a tribute to Pink Floyd at 8:30. Saturday, June 12th, Glide, the Stone Temple Pilots tribute, and Siamese Dream, Smashing Pumpkins tribute, and that starts at 8:30. Thursday, June 17th, Atlians at 9:30. Friday, June 18th, Town Mountain at 8:30. Saturday, June 19th, Duck with Unica Prong and Les Brooks at 8:30. Wednesday, June 23rd, Bad Fish, tribute to Sublime, 20-year anniversary tour. Friday, June 25th, Barefoot Manor at 8:30. And Saturday, June 26th, the Dune Dogs. And that's also at 8:30. All right, coming up at Cocobooth Amphitheater, the schedule there, Sunday, June 13th, this Gina Furtado Project, Lakeside Bluegrass Series. Sunday, June 20th, Songs from the Road Band. Sunday, June 27th, Mason Valle and Hot Trail Mix Band. All three of those are Lakeside Bluegrass Series events. Friday, July 16th, Troubadours tribute to James Taylor and Carole King. This is a tribute to Legends Weekend. Saturday, July 17th, Ingratitude, a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire and Motown Soul and More, tribute to Legends Weekend. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. And then Thursday, September 30th, Good Vibes Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and special guests. The Symphony Summer Series returns. All dates are Saturday evenings, June 12th. It's Cirque de la Symphony, June 19th, Beethoven Symphony No. 4. And June 26th, it is Classics Under the Stars. And once again, that is all part of the North Carolina Symphony Summer Fest series. And again, all dates are on Saturday evenings. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.